And that is the great Rabbi Elazar ben Arach. But a little bit of Inyana D'Yoyma. So we know that when the Yidden left Mitzrayim on Pesach, they were in a state of terrible, terrible tumah. If you go through the Navi in Sefer Yecheskel, Perek Chav, he talks about the matziv ruchni of the Jewish people at that time, and it wasn't good. We know that when the Yidden came to the Yamsuf, the Tsar of the Yamsuf didn't want to split. He said, why would I split for the Jews and drown the Egyptians? There are many Midrashim that say that when the Yidden were Mitzrayim, they didn't even do the Bris Milah. The one mitzvah that they had inherited from their great-great-grandfather Avraham Avinu, even that was something that were mevatel. We know that Arizal said that when the Yidden left Mitzrayim, they were in the Shar Memtes, as if to say there are 40 spiritual levels of Tumah that a person can fall into. They had fallen to the 49th. They were on the brink of falling to the 50th, which would have meant that the game was over and they would never be able to bounce back. And right before they fell into the Shar Nun, Ilu lo yitzi HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Harayonu v'neinu v'nei v'neinu adayim meshuba, we'd still be avadim l'par b'mitzrayim, because Hashem saved us literally at the buzzer to make sure that we didn't fall in to the Shar Nun, the 50th Shar Tumah. What happened after the Yidden left Mitzrayim? 49 days later, they stood at the foot of Har Sinai. They said, Nasa v'nishma, the heavens opened up, and they saw things that the world has never seen since then. Ata horesel adas, ki Hashem hu elikim, enoid movadei. The Yidden went in 49 days from being literally in the lowest matzev that a person can possibly be, to a point where they were literally in the highest matzev that a person could be. They went mibira amikta, the Igra Rama. And the question is, how were they able to climb this spiritual mountain in such a short period of time? The Svarim HaKadoshim all say that you see from here that really a person deep down is Tahar. A person deep down is Kaddish. Every person is made up of a body and he's made up of a soul. The guf is Gashmi, but the soul is Ruchni. And the soul is a Chelak Elika, and it's something that's 100% Kaddish. And the problem is that we're covered with different layers of Tumah. And because we're covered with layers of Tumah, we're not able to tap into our inner Kedusha. The Yidden during the 49 days, what we know is the Yimei Sphira, they went through a 49-day cleansing process. And every single day, they removed another layer of Tumah. So they went from Memtes to Memches, and from Memches to Memzayin, Memzayin to Memvav, until eventually they removed all the Tumah. As soon as they removed all the Tumah, they were home. They were 100% Kaddish. Because the Yid is intrinsically Kaddish. Meaning they didn't have to remove themselves from the 49 Sha'arim of Tumah and then enter all the levels of Kedusha. By removing themselves from the 49 levels of Tumah, they memela entered Kedusha. Because the status quo of a Yid, Elikim Asas Adam Yashar. The problem is we're covered with Tumah. So as soon as we started removing our layers of Tumah, we were able to get to the point where we were actually able to be Mekabel the Torah. But perhaps you could say, a little bit of a different machshava, and that's based on revisiting the Mishnah that we spoke about the other day that talks about the five Talmidim Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. So again, the Mishnah said, Chamisha Talmidim Hoyle the Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, the Eluhei, Rabbi Elazar ben Hurkanis, Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya, Rabbi Yosi HaKoyen, Rabbi Shimon ben Nisanel, for Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch. Hu hayomayne shvachav. He used to say the shvach of each one of them. And then he continued and said, Hu hayomayne, you call chachmi Yisrael bekaf maznayim. Rabbi Yechim Ezakai said, if all the chachmi Yisrael would be on a scale, and they would all be on one side, Vavalezman Horkins bekaf shniya, Vavalezman Horkins would be on the other side, Machriyas kulon, he'd weigh down the other chachamim. Abishalem imishmoy, if you call chachmi Yisrael bekaf maznayim. Rabbi Elazar Horkins safi mom, if all the chachmi Yisrael would be on one side of the scale, and Rabbi Elazar Horkins would also be there, Rabbi Elazar Aruch bekaf shniya, and Rabbi Elazar Aruch would be on the other side, Machriyas kulon. Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch would be the one to be Machriya. A Machloikis the Tanakama and Abishol, who is the greatest of all the Tanaim? According to the Tanakama in this Mishnah, it would seem to have been Rabbi Eliezer ben Hurkanis. According to Abishol, no, it wasn't Rabbi Eliezer ben Hurkanis. It was Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch. But the Mishnah continues. Mishnah says, Om Alehem, Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai told this Talmidim, Tzu'uru Ezoi Derech Yeshara Sheyidbak Ba'adam. He told him, go investigate, do a little due diligence. I want you to come back to me. I want you to tell me what you think is the Derech Yeshara Sheyidbak Ba'adam. I mean, if a person's going to perfect one thing, what should that be? Rabbi Eliezer came back and he said, Ayin Toiv. I think a person should have an Ayin Toiv. Rabbi Shua said, Chavra Toiv. He should have a good friend, a good Chavrusa. Rabbi Yosi said, Shochin Toiv. He should live in a good neighborhood. Rabbi Shimon says, Haroyes Onoilid. If you're able to anticipate the outcomes, the indirect consequences of everything that you do, that's the secret to success. Rabbi Lazar ben Aruch said, Leif Tov. I think you should have a Leif Tov. So Rabbi Yechim Zakkai gathered all the different opinions from his five Talmidim, Amalem, and he told them as follows, Roya ani es divrei Lazar ben Aruch midivreichem. He said, Chevra, I like Rabbi Lazar ben Aruch's idea better than everybody else's. You know why? Should the chlal dvar of divreichem. Because really included in what Rabbi Lazar ben Aruch said is what you're saying. It's like bechlal masayim mana. So included in Leif Tov is everything that you said. And if that's the case, I like what Rabbi Lazar ben Aruch said more than everyone else. Now, I at first glance, this Mishnah is obviously something that requires a lot of beer. Number one, Rabbi Lazar ben Aruch came back to Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, and he told him, you want to know the derech yishar shiyidbak ba'adam? A person should have a leif tov. What does it mean you should have a leif tov? It means you should hold open the door to someone that's behind you. You should be a do-gooder. You should do charity. Is that what it means? It means you should just like love people? That's somehow the derech yishar shiyidbak ba'adam? Not just that, it would seem a little bit from the Mishnah that the five Tanoim each had their own milos, and it sounds like that this was the midah that they used to achieve their respective level of greatness. As if to say, Rabbi Lazar ben Aruch, who's the greatest Tana of all time, im yukol chachme Yisrael bekaf moznayim, according to Abba Shaul, v'Rabbi Eliezer ben Hurkin is afim, you could throw Rabbi Eliezer ben Hurkin up that side of the scale. Rabbi Lazar ben Aruch bekaf shnia, he's machriya school. You want to know how Rabbi Lazar ben Aruch achieved his greatness? How did he become the great Rabbi Lazar ben Aruch? He had a leif tov. That's what it is. He had a good heart. He was nice. He felt he was nice about Eilon Chaveroi. He felt bad for the people. What does that mean? It's obviously something that's tzarech bir. And what's even more tzarech bir is what Reichman Zakkai told him. Reichman Zakkai comes and he tells him, he says, Amalehem, Roya Nias Divri Allah ben Aruch Nidavrechem. You know why? Shebichlau Dvarov Divrechem. It's Bichlau Messiah. Why is that true? If I have a leif tov, that means I'm going to have a shachin tov? What, I can't have a leif tov and not have a good friend? It's not possible. I can't have a leif tov and not have an ayin tov? Royas Hanoila, that's tremendous chachma. I remember hearing from Yeshua, he was talking about the Zeder Reb Chaim, that he had this uncanny ability to be Royas Hanoila. He said, not all the chachamim and even all the gedolim had the ability to be Royas Hanoila. He was saying he was able to see 100 years into the future. That's a tremendous talent. Because I have a leif tov, that somehow by definition means that I'm going to be a Royas Hanoila. Bechlau Divrech, it sounds like it's included. It's like an all-included. If you have a leif tov, you can have everything else. What does it mean? But I think the pshat is like this. The pasuk says, by the Melechas HaMishkan, that there were very, very smart people, there were wise people that were involved in the Melechas HaMishkan. The pasuk says, "Ubelev kol chacham lev nasati chachma." Hashem says that I gave chachma, and I put it into the hearts of all the chachmei lev. People that had a lev that's clever, they're the ones that I gave chachma. And Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, in two shmuzin, in Sichas Musar, says, what is it? What's a chacham lev? Right, usually you think of chachma as intellect. Intellect is associated with the brain. The lev, in the eyes of Chazal, was the aver that had taiva. Lev choymeid. The lev is choymeid, and the ayin is roya. So what does it mean you're a chacham lev? Ubelev kol chacham lev nasati chachma. Hashem gives chachma to people that are a chacham lev. You have chachma, maybe to a person that davens, that's a gemara in the end of Nida, roitzel lahachkim yivakish, chachma, racham yimisha chachma shaloi. There's an idea of chachma that goes to a chacham lev. What does that even mean? Says Ruchan Shulevitz, you want to know what it means to be a chacham lev? A chacham lev means you have to desire chachma. If you want chachma, if this is something that you desire, if this is something that you want, then Hashem is going to give it to you. If you want to achieve greatness, it doesn't matter what area of life it is. What you need to do is you have to want it badly enough. The greatest people in every area of life of all time were people that had a heart that wanted it the most. It's not enough to have the talent. It's not enough to have the intellect. You have to have the desire. And the more you want it, the better chance you're going to have of actually acquiring what it is that you're trying to get. You want to know who had the chachma, said Reb Chaim Shmulevitz? It was who believed kol chacham lev nasati chachma. The people that wanted it the most. That's how Hashem operates. You want to know who Hashem gives chachma to? Yeah, people are born with more kashoyness than others. But at the end of the day, if you want to be successful in life, what you need is you need to desire, you have to want it. And the more you want it, the more badly you need it, the more it means to you, the better chance that you have of being successful. A chacham lev is the one that gets chachma. What's a chacham lev? A person who has a lev that wants the chachma. He's not just a balkishrin, but he wants it, his desire, his loisasur achre levavchem is chachma. He wakes up, he thinks about chachma. He goes to sleep, he thinks about chachma. Like the Rambam says that the life of a Talmud chacham without chachma is kemisa chashuva. If a person lives like that, he's going to be a chacham. That's what Chaim Shulevitz said. Ubelev kol chacham lev nasati chachma. Believe kol chacham lev nasati chachma. So I'll say that's right. I think Rabbi Elazar ben Arach. Rabbi Elazar ben Arach said lev toiv. You know what it means to be a lev toiv? A lev toiv means a heart that desires the right thing. He said that if your lev is a chacham lev, if your heart desires chachma enough, you're going to become a chacham. And Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai came, and you know Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said, "Roya ani es divrei Elazar ben Arach midivreichem." You want to know why? She bechlal dvarav divreichem. What shaychus? Because I have a lev toiv, that means I'm going to have a shachin toiv? Maybe I live in a lousy neighborhood. I just happen to be a nice guy. What does one have to do with the other? The Teretz says, because if you have a lev toiv, you'll end up having a shachin toiv if you need it. You'll have a chavar toiv if you need it. Because when you want something, nothing gets in your way. That's the whole point. The point is when somebody wants something badly enough, he's able to accomplish that. That's the yesod of a lev toiv. And Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai heard that. He said, that's the secret. You want to know what the secret is? What Rabbi Elazar ben Arach just said. Rabbi Elazar ben Arach's lev toiv, that's the secret. I think that helps us understand a little bit, Rabbi Elazar ben Arach's story. Rabbi Elazar ben Arach is the great Rabbi Elazar ben Arach. He learned the Maisa Merkava with Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai, and then he had a Yerida. Chazal say, Shabbos Kuf Mem Zayin Amadeis, he went to the Diumeses River, Yayin, Rechitza, and Rabbi Elazar ben Arach fell. He fell to the point that when they called him up for an aliyah, instead of saying, Achodesh Azalachem, he said, Acheresh Hayo Liban. And the Chama was so, they were distraught by what happened. They died with Rabbi Elazar ben Arach. He got his Chachma back. And even when he got his Chachma back, he went to Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai and said, Rebbe, teach me Torah, like in the good old days. He said, sorry, Rabbi Elazar ben Arach, that was then, now is now. I can't, he said, Tarsheni, will you allow me? And Rabbi Elazar ben Arach somehow was able to come all the way back. How was he able to do it? The Teretz is lev toiv, it's not a kasha. If a person wants something badly enough, ein dover oimid bifnei arasin. There's nothing that can get in his way. And if there's nothing that's going to get in your way, you'll be able to accomplish whatever you want. You know, the Sfarim HaKadoshim say, the Ramchal says this in a few places, that lev toiv is begematria 49. Lev is 32, Lamed Beis, and Toiv is 17. Lev Toiv is 49. What does he mean? What did Ramchal mean? I think what Ramchal meant was, he says, you want to know how the Yidden were able to leave Mitzrayim, and 49 days later, they were able to stand at the foot of Arsina. How is it possible? How could you go from Memtesh Shari Toma to Memtesh Shari Kedusha? At the very least, you should need 98 days. 49 days to get out of the Tumah, 49 days to get into the Kedusha. How's it possible? How could a person transform his life in 49 days, right? Sounds like you could make a lot of money with that. How's that possible? 49 days, you could transform your life. The Teretz is 49 is lev toiv. All that has to change is your desire, because if your desire changes, then you come to a point where you ain't called over oimer bifnei aratzin. And if you're an ain't called over oimer bifnei aratzin, at that point you could accomplish anything. In other words, I think the story of Rabbi Elazar ben Arach, his ascend back, the Rabbi Elazar ben Arach, that's the Amud HaTshuva. The Rabbi Elazar ben Arach, that's a new Kol Chachmi Yisrael Bekaf Mazayim. For Rabbi Elazar ben Arach, Bekaf Shniya Machriya Eskulon. Because B'machim Shaval Tshuva Oymid Ein Tzadik Gomer Yachal Lamed, like we spoke about on Sunday. This concept, Rabbi Elazar ben Arach, how is he able to do that? How could Rabbi Elazar ben Arach fall and then be Chayzeh B'Tshuva on that level? It's the same story as the Yid. It's the same thing. The Yid that left Mitzrayim. How did they climb up 49 Madregas? Same that, Lev Toiv. Rabbi Elazar ben Arach is the one that said Lev Toiv. The Ramchal said Lev Toiv is Mentes. That's how the Yidden did it. They were able to creep out of Tumas Mitzrayim, Yechesko Perikhov, Mentes Shari Tumah, and they were able to literally come to the mountain, come to Har Sinai. How were they able to come to Har Sinai? The answer is Mentes. I saw in the Shem Mishmur, Davni Nezer's son, of course. So this is in Parashat Tzav. He's talking about Shabbos HaGadol. And it's a Kabbalistic piece. It's above my pay grade. He's discussing the Zohar in Parashat Tzav, where the Zohar says, Is Esha, Ochlo Esha. There's a fire that consumes a fire. So he says, the Esha is the Esh that the Kehanim used to bring on the Mizbeach. Ochlo Esha, that's the Esh of the Yetzahara, the Ish of Taiva that causes a person to do Averos. And he's explaining that Zohar that says, Is Esha, Ochlo Esha. And his Teichen basically is, he said that the biggest Tachbula, the number one strategy that the Yetzahara has against the person is that he takes away his Ratzon. he takes away his cheshek. Because if a person really wanted to be better, and if a person wanted to do more, he would do more. He says the problem is the Yetzer Hara knows that. And because the Yetzer Hara knows that, what he does is he tries to get a person to not want it. Because the minute you want it, there's nothing in the world that's going to be able to stop you. And that's the piece that the Shem Yishmul was discussing over there. So I was going through the piece, and then I saw a line, I couldn't even believe it. Says the Shem Yishmul, he says, Ach yadua, she'en l'cha davar ha'oymed b'fnei ha'ratzen. There's nothing in the world that can get in the way of ratzen. V'ma'ratzen hu chazak ve'eson. He says, if a person's will, his drive, his desire is strong enough, hu mefarei karim u meshaber sloim. You know what he has the ability to do? He could be oikaharim. He can literally take mountains and he can throw them away. He can break rocks. He can do what technically, what physically would seem impossible. You can scale mountains. You can do whatever you want. If what? If as long as you have the ratzon. Ach yodua. She'en l'cha davar ha'oymed b'fnei ha'ratzon. V'ma'ratzon hu chazak ve'eson hu mefarei karim u meshaber sloim. It all comes together. Rabbi Elazar ben Arach was the Mayan HaMisgaber. We've spoken that many times. Rabbi Chaim Volozhin said, what was the machloikis between the Tanakam and that Mishnah and Abishol? Tanakam said, who was the greatest of all Rabbi Yechim and Zakis Talmidim? Really the greatest of all the Tanam of that generation? It was Rabbi Elazar ben Hurkanus. Mi'u kol chachmi Yisrael bekaf mazayim. Rabbi Elazar ben Hurkanus would be machriya. Abishol said, no. If you would take Rabbi Elazar ben Arach, he's the one that would be machriya. What's the machloikis? So Reb Chaim Volozhin says in his Ruach Chaim, he says, because Reb Yechim and Zakkai said that Reb Elazar ben Hurkanus was a bar sid she'inam abed tipa. He never forgot anything. Reb Elazar ben Arach was a mayan amizgaber. Reb Elazar ben Hurkanus was a Sinai. He never forgot his learning. Reb Elazar ben Arach was a mayan amizgaber. He was an oikaharim. The machloikis in the Mishnah is Sinai va'oikaharim. Which one's odif? The Gemara in the end of Hayris, the Gemara in the end of Brachis. Is a Sinai odif? Tanakama held Sinai odif. So Reb Elazar ben Hurkanus is a bar sid she'inam abed tipa. Reb Elazar ben Arach is the Mayan Amiskaber, he's the Oikar Harim. Abishol held that Oikar Harim is Adif. Rabbi Elazar ben Arach goes down as the Semel of the Oikar Harim. Pashin, an Oikar Harim is a Lamdin. That's usually how you think of an Oikar Harim. He's a Lamdin. You have to understand what exactly Oikar Harim means. But an Oikar Harim is always the Dmus of a Lamdin. The person who was Oikar Harim, the Gemara says, V'toychan and Zeb is a, that's always what it is. But I think there's a pun intended. I think there's Tarti B'mashma over here. Rabbi Elazar ben Arach was an Oikar Harim in Beis Medrash. But he was an Oikar Harim. He was able to do, he was able to pick up mountains and chuck them. Rabbi Elazar ben Arach was able to do the unthinkable. You know how? Because Rabbi Elazar ben Arach had a Leif Toiv. What's a leif toiv? That's rotzin. And yodua, says the Shem Yishmul, she'en l'cha davar ha'oyme b'fnei ha'rotzin. V'ma rotzin hu chazik ve'esan, and if a person really has the desire, hu mefarei karim hu meshaber slav, you could be oika harim with a leif toiv. Rabbi Elazar ben Arach in the same Mishnah, he's an oika harim. Rabbi Elazar ben Arach has a leif toiv, because when you have a leif toiv, when you have a leif toiv, you can have oikin harim. You know, people think that in order to grow and to this and to that, you have to travel to the end of one end of the world to the other end of the world. The pasuk says, "Loi toiras loi b'shamayim hi, v'loi me'ever layam hi, ki karav elecha adavar ma'od beficho b'vavcha la'asleis." What does it mean, b'vavcha? What does it mean? It's b'vavcha. You have to be a chacham leif. You have to want it. Ein l'cha davar ha'oymed b'fnei ha'ratzen. For anything a person wants, and if he wants it badly enough, he has an ability to get. It's something that the Sfarim HaKdoshim say. Not only that, a person could even accomplish what you would think would be unfathomable. You could even be an oikar harim. And in fact, the dmus of the oikar harim at Pirkei Avos, Rabbi Elazar ben Arach, what was his mita? His mita was leif type. And what did Rabbi Yechim and Zakkai say? He says, Rabbi Elazar ben Arach, he got it right. Leif toiv. Just have a leif toiv. Because if you want it badly enough, if you need a shachin toiv, you'll find the shachin toiv. If you need the chavar toiv, you'll find the chavar toiv. And Rabbi Elazar ben Arach, using his leif toiv, was able to be chayzer b'tshuva all the way, and it was the secret of the mem test. The Yidden left Mitzrayim in the mem test Shari Tumah. They counted 49 days, communion leif toiv. Once that leif changed, they were able to stand at the foot of Har Sinai and say, Nasavini.